While the developmentally disabled receive treatment while incarcerated, a new combined effort of the Department of Correction and the Division of Disability and Rehabilitative Services, or DDRS, is meant to help those offenders obtain treatment once they're outside the prison walls. Department of Correction Legislative Director Tim Brown says the two agencies will prepare the developmentally disabled population well ahead of their release.
So if you need Medicaid eligibility, you know, things of that nature that all correspond and kind of work together, we can do that, you know, 180 days to 6 months prior to release, and then it's a seamless transition back into the community.
Brown says identifying members of the disabled population early in their incarceration is key in preparing them for release. ARC of Indiana Executive Director John Dickerson says the state has come a long way in improving its ability to identify the disabled and help get them treatment, but more needs to be done to address those who Dickerson says mask their disability.
Many people are very street savvy and cover that up because they're very articulate. But their understanding of what's going on and how they got there and what's happening to them may not be all that great.
Dickerson says the state also needs to address the differences between county jails and state prisons. He says the uniformity of standards and care in prison is encouraging, a uniformity he feels is lacking in the state's diverse system of local jails. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.